It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. An iconic Wisconsin boot manufacturer was named a finalist in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest, with more than 100 products nominated this year, representing dozens of manufacturing sectors. The contest is put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. We explore the Thoroughgood brand and the economics of a boot company, and you can join in. Call in with a question, share your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Burns is president of Merrill headquartered Weinbrenner Shoe Company. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Thoroughgood being Weinbrenner's brand of work boots. Can you describe what the standard Thoroughgood boot looks like and feels like?
Well, we're primarily a work boot company, and it's a classic welted product that has been, you know, an iconic look for, you know, over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. How cool are these boots? Give us on a scale here. How cool do you think they are?
Well, I'm a little biased, but I think they're very cool, but we get comments from all over the world that you know, people not only use these boots to work in, but they're working after work. They're using them to go out to restaurants. And we've had people say that they actually have been married in them. So, I mean, not only it's a great look for a work boot, but it's a great look for a lifestyle boot.
What is the brand value in being made in Wisconsin? What does that value have?
Well, you know, there's not many footwear companies left in the United States. You know, 30 years ago, there were quite a few shoe companies in the United States. And with the onslaught of imported product, a lot of shoe companies went out of business. And, you know, we've been making shoes in the state of Wisconsin for 132 years. And, you know, that's important. But unless the boot is really quality and a good boot, made in USA doesn't mean as much. But, you know, when you put the best boot in the world, that we think we do make the best boot in the world, then people can wear it with pride, saying that they're wearing a boot made in the USA.
Jeff, what about materials? Can you get reasonable access to your raw materials that go in these boots and the supply chains that, you know, you mentioned? It would seem that it would be difficult if most the shoes on our feet aren't made here.
Well, that has been a little bit of a challenge. You know, like you said, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when there was a lot of shoe companies in the country, there was a lot of component manufacturers in the country. And now that a lot of the shoe manufacturers are gone, the component manufacturers are gone. But we source the finest materials from all over the world. And then we make them here in Wisconsin. So if we feel like, say, eyelets are, you know, the better quality is out of Italy, we'll source them out of Italy. So we demand USA hide. So all of our leather is made in America because, quite frankly, the USA leather is the finest in the world. So we use a lot of USA hides, but, you know, we source, again, the finest components from all over the world.
What about steel in steel toes? Where do you find that?
Well, again, like you said, there's not a whole lot of manufacturers making steel toes, but we do find there are a couple of manufacturers left in the United States making steel toes. And there's also a move to go to a composite safety toe. So we're actually using a lot of composite safety toes, and there's a couple of manufacturers in the United States that make those also.
How do you do that? How do you test and make these breakthroughs in new design and technology in your boots and know that you can put them out there at the end of the day on sale to consumers? Because it's really make or break if they don't work for them.
Well, there are standards that we have to comply with, OSHA standards and you know, safety standards. But the thing that makes us you know, a little unique is that a lot of companies, footwear companies out there now, have designers that can draw pretty pictures. And we've got designers that can draw pretty pictures, too. We've also got shoemakers that know how to make a shoe. So, you know, you've got people that can, you know, come up with a nice concept. But then we've got the people that actually know how to make the shoe.
Wow, it's like artisans who have the technological know-how to put the footwear together.
There's no question. I mean, it takes 130 steps to make one of our boots. And if we fall down in any of those steps, you know, we could have an issue with the boot. So there are a lot of things have to happen. A lot of things have to come together to make, again, what we think is the finest boot in the world. And you're right. We have craftsmen. We not just have, you know, people that are, you know, putting a bolt on here, a bolt on there. And we've got people that actually are craftsmen and then take great pride in making our boots.
Talking with Jeff Burns, president of Weinbrenner Shoe Company, about the Thorogood work boots. You can join in with your questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Jeff, when you look more broadly at the company, is any production done outside the U.S., and how do you make that decision?
Well, we do import some product. If we need to hit a certain price point, we do some public safety footwear for law enforcement, security, and, you know, that is a very price-sensitive market. And so we partner with some overseas manufacturers to hit those price points. But we are, you know, our mix is almost 80% that we make, that we sell are made in the United States. So overwhelmingly, our product is made in the United States.
As you mentioned, last year, Weinbrenner Shoe Company celebrates its, you know, 130th anniversary. Factory in Marshfield listed in the state and national registers of historic places. How much is this factory still in operation?
Well, we have three factories in the state of Wisconsin. We've got two here in Merrill and one in Marshfield. And the factory in Marshfield was built in 1935. And it's still functioning. We still utilize the factory.
Do you find that you have to make updates to the factory to adjust to what the needs of a footwear company is like today?
Yeah, interesting that you say that. We have had kind of a challenge the last few years. The demand for the product was greater than our ability to produce. So we worked with the city of Merrill here, and we moved into a 142,000 square foot facility. That was a new facility for us, and it allowed us to become more efficient and allowed us to produce more product that would allow us to meet the increased demand for the brand.
So as more people tend to buy shoes online rather than in brick-and-mortar retail stores, how does Thorogood adapt its business?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of good brick and mortar dealers that we support across the country. And, you know, there's still a lot of people that want to go into a store and try on a boot, but you're right. There's been a huge increase in online purchases. And, you know, we sell to a lot of the big, internet companies. You know, you can find our boots up on Amazon. And, you know, we support both our e-commerce dealers and our brick and mortar dealers.
Jeff Burns is president of Weinbrenner Shoe Company. Its brand of work boots, Thorogood, made the finals in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With roots as a small cobbler in Milwaukee over 130 years ago, we explore the Weinbrenner Shoe Company with its president, Jeff Burns. The Merrill-based boot manufacturer makes the brand Thorogood a finalist in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Call in with a question. Share your perspectives. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. your website says Thorogood is employee owned. Can you explain your business structure?
Yes. We were owned by a large international company back in the 80s, and they actually were going to shut down these factories, and we were going to be another statistic in the the loss of American shoemaking. And a local group of businessmen bought the company away from the international company and saved everybody's jobs in these factories. And then in 2000, the businessmen sold it to the employees. And so, yeah, we since 2000, we're an employee-owned company. And we take great pride in that we are employee owners of this wonderful company.
What is the role of unionization?
When we did go to employee-owned, we are a union factory. As a matter of fact, we've been a union factory since 1947. And again, we're proud of the fact that we are union-made. When we went to an ESOP employee-owned company, the union chose not to become part of the ESOP, and we match a 401k for our union people. But our union people, even though they're not part of the employee-owned structure, they're still part of the Weinbrenner family. And again, they take great pride in making the best boots in the world.
As the leader, do you see advantages of operating a business in this way?
Well, I think, again, you need people who take pride in making boots, because like I said before, if just because you're made in the USA doesn't mean that people are going to support you. You've got to make a great product, and we do. And because we're made in the USA, the people can, again, wear our boots with pride. And we, again, get comments from all over the world saying that they think that we're the finest boots in the world.
Next door in Minnesota, there is Red Wing Shoes. I'm just wondering, how do you handle the competition?
Well, we think Red Wing is a great company, and they've been in business not quite as long as we have, but they've been in business a long time. They're a good company, and it's good competition. And we support American manufacturing. And when we hear of another company that's gone out of business, it pains us, because we don't want to see the American shoe industry dry up. But our competition is healthy, and we feel like if we make the best boots in the world, and we put a lot of pride into what we make, that we're going to be supported by the people who buy our boots. And the thing that's nice about our customers is they come back year after year and buy our boots. So we're doing something right.
I wonder, how is it that competition is healthy for you? What makes good competition? Is that because you have to keep updating and advancing your product? Like, how can you explain that a little bit further?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, there's competition at retail level, and if your competition is advancing and bringing out product that's got a lot of technology, then it keeps us on our toes too. And we've got to go back to the drawing board and make sure that we develop the product that is going to be state of the art, that's going to be best in class. And you're right. Having competition kind of keeps you on your toes that way, because you want to compete, and you want to put the best product out there. And if there's people making good product, you want to make better product.
Let's bring on a caller, Eugene and Viola. Eugene, hi.
Good morning. I run a shoe shine stand, a special event, 1880 shoe shine stand, a special event from Civil War reenactments during the summer months, and I probably polish some of your shoes. And to do so, I use a toothbrush to make sure I get in on the threads, to preserve those threads. And the polish I use is an Angelus out of California, probably about the best on the market, more or less. But you see, people will take care of their boots, and if they take care of them, they'll last them a long time.
Eugene, thank you so much for the call. Jeff, what is the best way to care for boots?
Well, like the gentleman just said, a boot is a skin. I mean, it's a natural material, And if you keep moisture in the skins, they'll last longer. If you don't keep a polish on your footwear, you can have a tendency to dry out the leather, and then that's when the leather cracks. And he's spot on when he says, if you take care of your boots, they'll last a lot longer. So that's keeping a good polish on it, keeping good mink oil on it, and keeping that leather soft and supple.
This time of year, hunters are going out in the fields. As you talk about maintaining the boots, they may come back sopping wet in those boots, going through lots of different terrain. How should you care for them when they've gone through that type of treatment?
Well, if you let them dry out naturally, that's really the best thing for it. Because again, if you try to put it on forced heat or something, then you're going to dry out that leather. So, we recommend the people who are working in our boots buy two pair, and it's not just because we want to sell them two pair, although we do. They rotate the boots, and if you allow your boot to dry out in between usage, they're going to last a lot longer. So it's just maintenance of the boot. So allow your boots to dry out, and they'll last longer for you.
Jeff Burns with us, president of Weinbrenner Shoe Company, talking about Thorogood work boots. You can join in. Question, comments, 800-642-1234. Jeff, what could improve the business climate here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think we've got to address, affordable housing. That's one of the things that we need to really look at here in the state. Our unemployment is very low, and the competition for employees is fierce. And we've had to raise our labor rates considerably over the last couple of years just to compete with other manufacturers and other businesses. But I think that if we could address affordable housing, I think that would go a long way in bringing people to the state, so and they could fill these jobs that are open.
Are you looking for employees who have to move to Wisconsin in order to work in your operations?
Well, again, we've got a lot of great Wisconsin-based people that are artisans. We have looked outside Wisconsin and brought some good shoemakers in. We just brought in a gentleman from Texas that is in charge of our manufacturing that has a lot of experience. But again, the people of Wisconsin, they're hardworking, and they show up every day, and we are very pleased to be here in the state of Wisconsin.
But the
Because
housing
it's a great work
crunch,
ethic.
yeah, the housing crunch to you is a top issue for the state.
I really think so, yeah. I mean, you can bring people in, but if you can't find affordable housing, it's pretty tough.
How are you incorporating environmentally sustainable practices into your boot manufacturing? What are your thoughts there?
Well, we're looking at, there's a lot of issues going on with PFAS now and that chemical. So we've gone and looked at it for years at becoming as clean as we could be in the components that we make. Our business is considered a clean business, and we're not a dirty manufacturer that produces chemicals and things. And so we've really put a lot of energy and effort on sustainability and recycling where we could, and using materials that are good for the environment.
What about the waterproofing agents for your boots? Because PFAS have been used there in the past.
Yeah, and again, we've been working with our manufacturers, our component people, to get and reduce that. I think the last time I looked, I think we've reduced our PFAS use by over 90%. So we're working with our distributors, our component manufacturers, to reduce those harmful chemicals. And it's not easy because a lot of these chemicals have been used for a lot of years, but there's a lot of awareness now. And again, we're working with companies that can provide us clean components.
We have about 20 seconds left. Quick question from John in Milwaukee. Wonders if Thorogood boots can be sold. Soled, I think.
Probably resold.
Resold, resold. Asking. Yes, resold.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another benefit to our product. Our boots are cemented and stitched on, and you can take it to a shoe repair shop and they can put a new sole on it. So the components that we use are such good quality that a lot of people wear out the outsole before they wear out the boot, and they put a new sole on it and they get another year or two worth of wear out of them.
Oh, Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me this morning. It was very, very informative.
Jeff Burns, president of Weinbrenner Shoe Company. Brand of work boots is thorough good. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.